news. I got a bad case of loving you. No pills gonna cure my ill. I got a bad case of loving you.
When it comes to matters of love and tenderness, you need only the Playhouse Love Doctors. You can submit these online at 194.com on the Playhouse page, and then we'll tackle them here on the show a time or two a week. Love Doctors, you are the love gurus. My fiancé and I are to be married in 3 weeks. It's a huge wedding and really expensive. Friends and family are coming from far away, states and states away, and it is going to be huge. My soon-to-be wife told me she didn't want one of my friends to be in the wedding party. He's one of my best friends, but he happens to be the brother of my ex-girlfriend. My ex is obviously not going to be at the wedding, and in fact, he's the one that introduced us in the first place. We've been friends for years, even longer than that relationship was. So I don't know why it is such an issue to her, but my fiance says that when she sees my friend, it reminds her of my ex-girlfriend, and this is her day, and she will not have him at our wedding. She finally compromised and said he can come, but he can't be my best man or a groomsman, and I don't think that's fair. What do I do?
Yeah, that's not fair. I would like, to me, that's her being a little bit extreme, almost controlling him in a way. He's your friend. He's been friends with you longer than your relationship. He introduced you to her, so she should remember that part of it. I think she's being selfish and ridiculous, and I would say, no, you know what? You picked her who you wanted in your wedding party. He's my best friend. He's going to be there for me, or we're not getting married.
I think you guys have to kind of compromise. You know it's upsetting her because he's related to your ex. So maybe, what if you didn't make him your best man? Could he still be involved in the wedding somehow, just not as the best man?
The officiant. Yes, good idea.
But it's not fair for her if you're constantly being reminding of the ex.
And I think she's being a little dramatic about it, because if you're constantly being reminded, he's friends with this guy, his best friend. Are you gonna, like, would you rather them just not be friends anymore? When you get married, you want the person who's closest to you, like the person who's been there for you, to represent you up there. You want that tight relationship. Like, if someone were to say, you know what? Nah, I can't look at his face. Like, it's weird.
I'd probably agree with you. I think it's pretty unfair. I don't know how you're going to explain that to somebody. I don't know how often a bride-to-be can be sat down and told that what she thinks about her wedding is inaccurate and it goes well. But I do think that, especially the fact that you were friends with him well before he even dated his sister, it seems kind of unfair.
And if he, like, your best man, like this guy introduced you to the girl you're marrying, why isn't she thinking of that?
Yeah, it kind of sucks. Love doctors, you are the love gurus. My girlfriend wants me to ask her father's permission before I ask her to marry me, but I think that's stupid. It's giving me some anxiety for a few reasons. One, I think I need to make some sort of speech in order to ask. Two, I am awkward. And three, I don't really care what he has to say in the first place. It would all be a show, to the point where I think it's a waste of everyone's time, including his. Do I just do it for the sake of doing it, or do I explain to her I refuse?
The fact that she wants you to do it, I think you should do it. I think it is kind of an outdated tradition, but if she wants you to do it, it will make her happy. I think it would look good on your part by doing that. It will make her happy and may make the dad really like you as well for doing that. But couldn't you just do a phone call? You don't have to really worry about a speech. Just say you're in love with her and you want to marry her, and let it be that.
Yeah, I think it's pretty simple, and you don't have to make this huge deal about it. If the dad, like, if you want to have a really strong relationship with your future in-laws, it's a great way to start it off by just asking permission.
It's a good brownie points move. What's it really hurt?
Did you ask permission?
No, I didn't. No, not at all.
My husband didn't ask my permission either.
But I would have if it randomly came up that they thought that was something that family believed. Because some families are probably all about that, and hers obviously is one of them. I don't think that was really a prevalent thing in my wife's life. So I think you should. I mean, it might be a show, but I think it probably usually is.
Do we think that Steven asked your mother for permission for your hand?
I can tell you right now he hasn't, if he's going to, but I sent my mom a nice thank you card for giving birth to me for my birthday.
Sure, that's weird, but okay.
And so it's on this website where you buy, like, they, like, personalize them.
You paid for this?
Yes, I wrote this very nice, beautiful card, okay? And I said, thank you for giving birth to me at 4:16 in the morning, blah, 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 blah. Well, it has, like, the calligraphy or whatever. Like, it's written nicely. My mom texted me thinking I sent her my own wedding invitation.
Oh,
so clearly, or maybe he did ask her and that's what she just thought, man, they're getting married already.
She's not going to tell you if he asked.
I guess that's true, but no. That's why I don't think he has yet, because she was shocked. She thought I sent her a wedding invitation.
Oh, so yeah, she probably hasn't gotten that phone call yet. And finally, today, love doctors, you're the love givers. My husband got a new Apple Watch last year, and he's in love with it. He uses it for everything, but he's addicted to the fitness app, and it's making me nuts. He's obsessed with counting every moment, every step, every flight of stairs. We've had to turn around from running errands because he forgot the watch. One day, another day, he left it at home and made me bring it to him at work because he wanted to get all his work steps in. But this was the last straw. Last night, we were enjoying some intimate time, and he stopped right in the middle of it to get his watch off the charger and put it on so he could get credit for the calories he was burning. As soon as he put it on, he said, "Wow, baby, look at my heart rate. You really got me going." Wow, enough is enough. Can I tell him to keep that off and away from our intimacy?
I don't know. For when you first get those kind of watches, it is pretty cool to have on. Like when I was sick for 2 weeks, I didn't even wear mine because I was like, well, I don't want it to like mess with like the algorithm it already has going because it knows me so well. But like, I don't know. I'm kind of on his side about it. I think it's like pretty cool. And you know, like it's a compliment to her. Like, look at how good you got my heart rate going.
Maybe you tell them there's certain times you're getting too obsessed with this watch. We don't have to turn around from grocery shopping. We don't have to stop things so you can go get that. But like Jamie said, I think right when you get those, you become a little obsessed with them and you think it's so cool to track your heart rate, to track your steps, look at your sleep. After
it will die off. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or you could get one too. And then you guys could see, show each other both. Like, look at my heart rate too.
Compete.
Probably should have done a little bit better today. I don't think that it would be wrong for you to say that, like, you're just not as interested in it and you don't want to hear about it and that. Like, if he wants to look after the fact and you know, admire his own heart rate, if you don't want to hear about it, I think you can ask not to hear about it. But if he wants to wear it and it's some sort of... honestly, it could only benefit you if he's trying to outdo himself.
That's true.
You know?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.